Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Grace, Cal and Chloe with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, next year, Brisbane City Council is set to launch a $15 million trial to use AI for predicting, adapting and managing traffic flow. This is all in an effort to reduce congestion, and the two-year program could be extended for up to a decade if successful. Currently, Brisbane relies on decades-old traffic management systems and was ranked not only as Australia's most congested city, but as the 10th worst globally in last year's INRIX Global Traffic Scorecard. Brisbane is now also the most expensive place to build in the country, with the Global Construction Market Intelligence Report finding that it costs on average $5,009 per square metre to build in our city, around 3% more than Sydney. Costs in Brisbane for building are rising steadily, with prices rising by 4.4% last year and predicted to rise to 5.5% in 2025, a higher rate than anywhere else in the country. Experts are predicting to need to draw on interstate supplies of skills and resources to keep up with demand, with infrastructure projects such as Cross River Rail and the Brisbane Metro supposedly exacerbating these increases.
In national news, Foreign Minister Penny Wong has pledged a $20 million funding package for aid organizations in Gaza as the lingering decision over recognizing a Palestinian state looms over the government. In a statement during the announcement of the fund, Senator Wong said, "Australia will continue to work with the international community to call for a full and immediate resumption of aid. The funding will be split between a handful of aid organizations and will go towards food supplies, nutritional support for children at risk of starvation, medical supplies and other essential goods." The rise in e-rideables catching a light due to their lithium-ion batteries has prompted authorities to investigate the risks they pose to civilians. With these fires becoming increasingly frequent and the popularity of e-bikes and e-scooters showing no signs of diminishing, state governments are reassessing regulation for these vehicles on public transport. Some states and territories are considering new restrictions, with potential bans on certain e-vehicles possibly coming into effect as early as September.
In international news, the horrors continue in Palestine, with six more people dead from forced starvation and malnutrition in Gaza. The death toll from hunger has climbed to 175, including 93 children. More than 6,000 Palestinian children are currently receiving treatment for malnutrition caused by Israel's blockade. Meanwhile, Israeli attacks across Gaza have killed at least 69 people, with half of those being aid seekers. Belgium's military has completed its first airdrop of humanitarian aid into Gaza. The operation is part of a wider initiative to deliver food and medical supplies to the besieged territory through Jordan. For your weather today, Brisbane is still cold. It's currently 19 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 22. Low tide in the Brisbane River is expected by midday, and the high will come before 7 p.m. tonight. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.